Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
We're back. We've escaped. We've broken free from the chains of Radio St. Pete. You've entered the Insanity Zone. Wait, no, that's not a good name. You've entered the Radio St. Pete exclusive indie circuit. My name's Mao, with you as always, bringing you crazy, kooky, independent music. And boy, have I got a buttload of music that was dropped on my face today. I didn't have any butts on my face. I just had a lot of music that was and it fell out of my email box and hit me in the head. Like if you open up your cupboard and all this Rubbermaid comes falling out because it doesn't have any lids and it's all stupid. That's how much music fell and hit me on the head. I've also woken up my cat Destructo, who's in the studio with me today, sleeping, as cats often do. He's already settling into midlife, even though he's a year and a half old. He's gigantic. All right, so as I mentioned in my ranting, lunatic mind, this is the Indie Circuit coming here every week on a Sunday, I think. God, I should be better with this stuff. It's probably why they don't let me have more show. Also that I don't have any show prep or any idea how to say words in English. But other than those things holding me back, I'm on the fast track to stardom. So, yeah, as I mentioned, I got a ton of new music, so much. I grabbed it from my inbox this week, I even had to go through it because some of it I might not be able to play. That happened last week. I dropped them on and I was like, yeah, ooh, this is a child's show. It isn't, but, it can't be swearing and gangster, and so that made me sad. But it's okay because I have so much other music I can play. I also still have, like, these bands that let me play their music, and I haven't even gotten their music yet. I have the Humanoids lined up. There's another guy I'm working with. I can't say his name right. Soda Gardaki? Something like that. Makes me think of Soda Popinski from the Mike Tyson Punch-Out game. And that's not it's a different guy. I don't think Soda Popinski made very much music. He just fought in the Nintendo world. And I'm rambling. And here's some music for you ramblers.
Okay, ramblers, let's get rambling.
Just forget what is that? Black Belt Jones. He's always super cool, even when he's faced with an army of the mob's meanest hood. He's the cat who's been chosen to take on the underworld's number one mobster. He's the martial arts expert who has no trouble penetrating the mob's secret hideaway. Now Black Belt is faced with the toughest challenge of all, a super chick who's shapely and smart and can beat him at his own game. What a team. And when they get together, things really start to happen. Jim, Enter the Dragon Kelly, international karate champ, stars with Gloria Hendry in Black Belt Jones from Warner Brothers Rated R, under 17, not admitted without a parent. Black Belt Jones is a smash hit.
You gotta give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
Oh yeah, Black Belt Jones. But before that, on the other side of the break, I played for you Stella Diana. That's a band out of Italy. I've been looking at their stuff. You know, you can go on to go to stelladiana.bandcamp.com. There they have their albums up there. Their merch talks about them a little bit. You can follow them. They're from Naples, Italy. Not Naples, Florida. Different place. Maybe. Kinda. Yeah, for sure. I was given their music from Shauna McLaren. I'm butchering names left and right. But I gotta tell you, really good stuff. You know, I believe, yeah, that's all coming from Shameless Promotions. Very cool stuff. Always get great stuff. The music, what did I play from? Oh, man, I should talk about that first. I played from the Nitrocris LP. Okay, I played Aphrodia. That's what I'm saying. Psychedelic Furs. I can say that one because I remember it. And then Daeduin. Reminds me of Daegu. Daegu is in Korea. I was in Korea for a year teaching English to kids who hated English. And that was fun, great fun. And by great fun, I mean horrible. But I did enjoy my time abroad, were it not for the youngsters. I got a middle school. If I would have drawn like an elementary or like a high school, probably would have had a great time. Because, you know, I'm used to conversing with microphones and humans. Middle schoolers aren't humans. They're just balls of stupid. But anyway, who knew? Now I know. But yeah, so make sure you check them out on the Bandcamp page. And let them know you heard them here on the Indie Circuit. You noticed the Black Belt Jones. You might also know that, Mao, yours truly, and a friend, Dr. Morbius, we do a Kung Fu review show on Radio St. Pete as well. I think that's at Saturday nights at 10. See, that's the thing. I could be mixing them up. Ugh, I'm so bad with this stuff. My brain is slowly turning to cheese whiz or dirt. Lint. Lint, I guess. Maybe floating around. Lint. No, I don't like lint. I'll stick with cheese whiz. In the can. You know that kind of stuff in the can? Yeah, that's what it's turning into. Yeah, we do that, and we also do a lot of other podcasts. We do a B-movie review podcast called Slow Robot A Go-Go. That's not on Radio St. Pete, but I might as well take this time to, you know, pimp my own stuff. That's always fun for the listener. It's not. Sorry, everyone. Hey, how about some more music? That'd be pretty cool, huh? Sure it would. Let's listen now.
How's Paulie?
Oh, Paulie won't see him no more.
Tell the world
Hey, weirdos. Bring a fiend to a night of terror. But wait until the dead of night. And from behind the tombstone, maybe you will see...
The Man and Monster.
And he is usually with...
The Bloody Vampire.
It's time for terror. If you see them, you will see an unspeakable horror that terrorizes the universe. You and your fiend can make it a foursome when you meet
The Man and Monster and the Bloody Vampire.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch.
All right, on the other side of the break, that was Gentlemen of Rock and Roll. I played Standing Like a Fool, Surrogate Man, Talking Everything, and Talk, Talk, Talk. Talk, 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 talk. Not really, but yes. And so, thank you very much. Really cool stuff. I am getting very prepared in another got a week and a half, and then a road trip going up to North Carolina for a nice 10-day vacation. Between 7 and 10 days, I'll be up in Cary, North Carolina, and then Louisville, and then Asheville. Hitting up some bars, hitting up some music shops, going over to Nashville to check out Third Man Records. That's where I'll spend way too much money because the stuff ain't cheap, but it sure is cool. And, you know, Jack White has a lot of my money, as it were, but that's okay. And then, you know, looking forward to escaping the construction in Florida and the heat of Florida. This is the time of the year where kind of starts to drag a little bit. The rest of the world is kind of cooling off. Well, the rest of the country. Not the rest of the world, you know. It's a little glib viewpoint. But, you know, so I'm really looking forward to feeling some 70s and, you know, upper 60s maybe. Wow. So it should be a fun trip. I'm excited about it. It's always hard to leave the homestead, leave the, you know, kittens. Got four cats that will be cared for by their grandmother, which is nice. They'll get spoiled a lot more when she's here, which is nice too, you know. Looking forward to it. But I got to figure out what am I going to do about these shows. I better start doing some extra shows here and there to kind of upload to them, to the master that I'm bowing down to, Radio St. Pete. I must make sure that I feed them, or I will be consumed. That's not true. So, yeah, kind of looking forward to it. Nice. It's always nice to go on trips, get away a little bit, and, you know, see a new place and do some new stuff.
Minnie me loves chocolate. Scotty do.
What? I like chocolate fine. I just...
Scotty do.
Yeah, well, yeah, this is very familiar. Hang on, let me do what I do. Would you stop?
How about an hour?
How about a what?
How about an hour?
What are you...
How about an hour?
I don't even...
How about an hour?
Honestly, isn't this...
How about you do, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty do.
We'll be right back. Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a hat, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
Ah, yes. Back to my roots. That was The Bat, straight out of Japan, THEEEBAT. Look them up on Facebook. They're actively playing a nice, good garage punk trio, gals, tearing it up like I like, straight out of Japan, like I love. It's all good. You know, you start with the, you start out with like 5, 6, 7, 8, and you know, even Shonen Knife, which was really big from the 90s. And just keep rolling with it, man. Lulu's Marble, The Bat. The list goes on and on and on. I could play them nonstop. I might actually end the show with a little bit of Lulu's Marble, because I gotta. But you also have stuff coming out of the Benton label. I play for you a lot of times, you know, Red Bacteria Vacuum. You know, Sushi Ma Mi Rei. That's another big one. I can't say them, but I sure do love them. You know, it just goes on and on. They have a really happening female garage punk like scene in Japan. You know, I don't know. It's just like this. The culture supports it. It's out there, and it's nice to see. You know, because it's sometimes that's kind of hard to find around here, and it isn't impossible. You know, you have the Donnas, you have stuff like that. But boy, it seems to be really. It's been hitting there for years and years and years since the 80s. And it just kind of keeps rolling along, you know, and that's really refreshing. Always love finding the new stuff, you know. You search and search, and you find something, you're like, okay, that's the same, that's generic. And then every now and then you stumble upon a gem, and you're just like, oh, yeah, good stuff. And in fact, you know, I am going to play some of the Lulu's Marble. Speaking of good stuff, this is some of the best stuff.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Oh,
Your magic nose goblins.
Oh, remember Ren and Stimpy? They were funny. That was, of course, as I alluded to, Lulu's Marble. I played for you Lue Lue, Psych's Very Good, and Money. And this stuff's pretty raw. Really good. That's one of the things I always kind of enjoy the most is like that visceral, raw, like just scream and grab you by your face and, you know, wake you up a little bit, because a lot of music now kind of puts you to sleep, puts me to sleep. I'm always digging around, though. It's amazing how much interesting, fun, cool music is out there when you're just searching through the piles and digging and digging and digging. I think I'll be doing a lot of that when I take the road trip up north, up to the North Carolina. That's north, I guess. I don't know. I don't really know about the north-south thing. I'm still think Carolinas is... I grew up in Pennsylvania, so that was south, but now I'm in Florida, and that means it's north. So, I'll just call it the tweeners. Tween, it's in the middle. I don't know. I'll get corrected, but I don't care. Yeah. So, that's going to be it. I think we're winding down for this show this week. Had some good stuff. I have a long, long pile of new stuff I'm going to keep working in. I keep getting it from Radio Candy. I keep getting it from Shameless Promotions, so it's all good, man. I dig getting this new stuff and getting you... that way I'm not playing the same stuff over and over. Although some of the stuff I play over and over I sure do love. That's going to be it for this week. My name is Mal. This has been the Indie Circuit, Radio St. Pete exclusive. Look for me on BunchOfDorks.com and Kung Fu Theater. Now I'm going to let the melodic voice of Don Sullivan sing me out. Sing a little mushroom song.
There was a mushroom, sad little mushroom. There was a meadow, ready to cry. There was a sparrow, gray little sparrow. There was an eagle, silent and high. And the Lord said, laugh, children laugh. The Lord said, laugh, children laugh. The Lord said, laugh. Children laugh, the Lord said laugh, laugh, laugh. And the Lord, he said, I created for you a world of joy from out of the blue. And all that is left to complete the joy, just the laugh of a girl and boy. Yeah, 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 yeah. And there was a garden, beautiful garden, held in the arms of a world without joy. Then there was laughter, wonderful laughter, for he created a girl and a boy. And the Lord said, oh, laugh, children laugh. The Lord said, 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 laugh, children laugh.
Sure is. And you know, I never felt any more like laughing than I do right now.